Hang on a second, guys. One second.
What up?
We've got to give a shout out to South Nashville Heating and Cooling. Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Friend and supporter, showing proof. Also, the longest running sponsor of I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast.
Absolutely. Look, man, South Nashville Heating and Cooling, where quality and craftsmanship come together. They've been doing this since 1985. That's almost 40 years of service. Expert designs, quality installation, superior service.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something.
What's that?
Tell me.
I feel confident in the fact that South Nashville Heating and Cooling will keep me warm in the winter.
For sure.
It'll keep me cool in the summer.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, these middle months, you'll be comfortable even then.
Absolutely, dude.
Y'all know the deal, man. South Nashville Heating and Cooling, we love those guys. Y'all see the name, y'all see the number. Tap in.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Always.
Stop!
Yo, real quick, guys, it's Squint615 from I Got Some Shit to Say. Just want to let you guys know, as of right now, we're a couple episodes into 2024 season. We still have one sponsorship opportunity available. So if you or anyone you know may be interested in that current position, let us know. DM me or Chad Arms directly on IG. Also, we are currently booking for both I Got Some Shit to Say podcast and Chad Arms TV interviews. Only way you can get those is if you DM me or Chad Arms directly on IG. Okay? Also, don't forget, show and prove merch available, chadarmstv.com or DM mail on IG. Real simple stuff, guys, but had to get that out there and let you guys know once this opportunity is gone, it's gone. The calendar's filling up fast. We always working. Y'all know this, but I'll leave you alone. Let's get to the show. Pow! It's I Got Some Shit to Say to podcast, man. We're back like we don't stop, because trust us, we never do. All we do is work. Y'all know me.
Fuck you, Squint.
That's right, RIP.
Whizzle fizzle.
Forever and always. With me as usual, across the room, I got that one guy.
ChadArmsTV.com.
Okay. And next to me, I got that other guy.
Big Mildred.
Okay. And the bartender today's name is
41 Flavors of Twack Sauce.
Come get a taste of this.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another chart-topping episode of I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast. The best podcast on the fucking planet.
Hell yeah.
Stamped. Mm-hmm. So, we're drinking. What are we drinking? What is this? What is it?
This is
say it, Twack. Go.
Tequila.
Okay. It's tequila.
This is the Coramino. Whatever.
You know,
that right there.
Shout out Kevin Hart. Yeah, Kevin Hart sent us a bottle.
Fuck Kevin Hart.
Oh.
I was playing. Shout out Kevin Hart.
Yeah, shout out Kevin Hart, bro. But he sent us a bottle, and we've drank three quarters of it. We're all shit-faced drunk. I'm just playing. We're just trying it. Can I have that shot? We're going to drink this shot. Yeah. Salute to Chad Arms TV hitting 80,000 subscribers.
Hell yeah.
Salute. Why
has
one got the squint
spot? Salute.
I mean, hey.
Shout out to the shot glass.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, that was good.
Was it?
It is Cliff.
Too. Bro.
Oh, yeah, it was good. It was really good.
I was going to say the hair on my arms is standing up. But fun fact.
41 flavor.
Oh, sorry. Hang on.
He's smooth.
Fun fact. The hair on my arm is standing up because I shaved all the hair off this arm for this tattoo.
Okay. All right. Shout out to that fun fact.
Shout out to shaving your arms.
Hell yeah, dude.
Shout out to manscaping.
Shout out to Manscaped. Cut the fucking check, dude. Where are they at?
Yeah. Don't you think we want to shave our nuts, motherfucker?
Yeah. Who says we don't?
Yeah.
Shout out Manscaped.
For real.
Fuck Manscaped.
Nah, fuck that.
Us.
So fast forward to where we are now. This is the longest laugh track of all time. So fast forward to like episode 240 something, whenever this drops. We don't know. We're in time warp probably. But we've talked about this before, and this is out of left field. But if we could have any sponsor right now, who are we going for? Wait, Chad? Because I know one time this was the water.
Yeah, the
Liquid Death. Oh, yeah, it was Liquid Death.
They left me on red. Fuck.
And then we've talked about Blue Chew a bunch.
I drank that shit in the club. I never knew they had water.
Shout out Blue Chew.
Yeah. Shout out Blue Chew. Yeah.
For real.
It did too. When we
was in the- yeah. And the only reason I'm asking is just because like the ones that we hear like repetitively, like the main sponsors of majority of the podcast world.
Mm-hmm.
Prize Picks is one now that's pretty effective. DraftKings, of course. Mm-hmm. Manscaped being one. But I think, honestly, if I could pick of any of those, I would honestly go the gambling one. But
yeah, me too.
If we're going like, I think Manscaped would be a great one.
Mm.
Sure, man. Everybody wants to shave their nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody shaves their nuts, hopefully. I mean, that's like a thing.
I'm down with that. But, man, that DraftKings one would be dope.
That would be dope. Yeah. Prize Picks is dope, too. Even though, fun fact, Prize Picks is – Tennessee is literally where we record this, but Tennessee is literally one of the like last of the nine states not approved for Prize Picks.
Of course. Yeah. The last state that can't get weed legal.
Yeah.
Fuck Tennessee.
Chad is on one today.
For everything.
Yeah.
Last state to show up.
I don't understand that, though. How is like certain aspects of like the gambling era, like the gambling like market now available here? Because it took forever for us to get like
I don't get it at all, bro.
DraftKings, like
yeah, I don't know.
We can do DraftKings, we can do you know, all the betting sites, we can do that. Shout out to Cannon Wealth Cannabis out of Virginia too. Now, that's what one smoking.
Shoot dice on the back porch.
Yeah, we can do a lot of things though on the gambling aspect though now here in Tennessee, but we can't do Prize Picks. And Prize Picks is literally the same thing, except you're basically playing fantasy sports on a gambling ring. You know what I mean? Like, instead of us playing fantasy football, we're all drafting football players. You can get on there and draft a baseball player to hit 2 for 3, a fucking have a stolen base, a football player to catch 5 receptions. You can mix up sports across the board just for that evening, but you're betting on single players' contributions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that on all of our major gambling sites here in the state, but only on single game parlays, right? But on Sunday, you can cross the games. You just can't cross the fucking sports.
Or cross the streams.
Actually, you can cross the sports. Yeah, never cross the streams.
Yeah.
But you can cross the sports on single game parlays. But why not Prize Picks? It pisses me off. I've been trying to get on Prize Picks, obviously.
Yeah, Prize Picks. What's the haps? You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. So what's up, guys? What are we doing? We're here. Show and prove in the building.
Show and prove, dude. This is what we call Omaha. This is going to be the name of this episode.
Yeah,
because it's an audible.
It is an audible. This is a shift. We had a very special guest lined up for the second attempt, and it looks like it's fell through last minute. It's all love. It'll happen amongst time, and it's happened already once before. It's a returning guest, yeah, just to be
it's
transparent.
It's snowing outside.
It's snowing outside, and just due to the weather that's planned,
cold as shit.
It's so cold, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And due to the weather that's literally coming down the chute right now, we need to get this episode in just for the content. Mm-hmm. In case the world is to come crashing down over the next 7 days.
We'll be covered for 2 weeks.
My refrigerator fucked up, so I put all my food in the car. Oh. Since it's cold outside. Damn. So
that keeps it cool.
Chad, when's this drop?
Smart. I'm bullshitting.
If today's the 14th, next Friday would be Joy Band and them. Joy Band and King Ego.
26.
Today's the 26th. So right now, currently... okay, so a couple of interesting things. One interesting thing is that we're right around the corner from the release of Troy and Emmett dropping February 9th.
Should have a pre-order link by this.
Yeah, pre-order for Troy and Emmett should be a link and available or be available in the link below. If not,
it definitely will.
It should. Yeah, it definitely is. Troy and Emmett. It's been a long time in the making. Not really. I mean, fuck, dude. With the success of Joe and Jerry, it was kind of just keep your foot on the gas. We're still cruising. Yeah, we're going to keep it moving.
We were working on solo projects, and then we picked it back up and then got it knocked out within less than 2 months. I mean,
yeah,
pressure.
Yeah.
So much pressure. And like I said, available February 9th, pre-save, pre-order available now. Tap the fuck in. Cause I tell y'all it seems like every time you guys finish a project, joint or solo, I tell y'all it's my favorite shit. This is my favorite shit thus far. Like, it just keeps getting better and better. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, man. We got a good selection on here, man. We was going over the track list. Yeah. And it was like, man, you know, what? Just putting together the track list on that right there was fun.
Oh, I bet.
No, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Some
love it.
Bangers.
Got some bangers. Oh, yeah, too. When this drops, I got a song with Jam Wayne that just dropped, too, that'll be up. Visual. Shout out Jam Wayne.
Name of that record?
Got him mad. It's just a standalone single. It'll go on a solo project for me way down the road, but we're dropping it. So in the midst of me and one doing the collab stuff, He's working on solo singles. I'm working on solo singles.
Facts. All facts.
Just to keep that press sharp.
Shit's dropping like birds.
Okay, and we're on that topic. The best part about today, the new visual from Twack Dude, finally available. I swear.
I swear.
Yeah. Shot and directed by your boy. Yeah, this one's long overdue. Shout out Twack Dude. He's been working hard. We've been warning y'all for months that Twack has probably more music collectively than most of us. But
without a doubt, seriously, it's not even close.
But he's got such a majority of records. He doesn't. It's just been a decision task for him to just decipher what's going when and how and on what.
I finally cut the BS and said, "Let's do it, Squints."
Yeah, he did.
He said, "I've been ready to do this."
Facts. So, I have.
Talk to us about "I Swear," Bubba. About the song, how it come about, all that.
The track is called "I Swear." You know, it's on the Full of Something album that dropped, 2022.
Yeah,
December.
Yeah,
and it's one of my realest songs. You know, it's slower than usual. It's me really speaking facts, the truth.
Yeah,
life. You know what I'm talking about. I swear. You feel me?
Yeah.
I didn't promise. I swear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like that.
Bless you, John. Bless you. Yeah. Do you need a tissue?
No, man. I'm
gonna say you're shit out of luck. Dude, I don't have one.
Hashtag everybody can sneeze. Look,
just hope y'all enjoy. Hashtag everybody can sneeze, but no one came with their eyes open.
All
facts.
Sneezes matter, man. Let's go.
We'll finish this up first. I love that you dropped a song from that project, because that project, Full of Something album, it's a really dope album.
Slept on like a motherfucker,
and I'm glad that we're dropping a visual from that, because it's gonna shed some more light on that album while you're working on the new stuff.
Yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Because that album is super slept on, bro, and I'm glad that you chose that one.
I'll say this, like during Twack's like joining of Show and Prove Entertainment, like during that whole thing, I've learned very fast how creative Twack is, and how like he can create from so many different aspects on this music shit. You know what I'm saying? But what I love about the "I Swear" record in particular is it's a vulnerable record for Twack, but at the same time, it's a melodic record. You know what I mean? And Twack, he'd be dancing on this line a lot. Like in Twack's music, he dances on this line a lot, but in this particular record, it's kind of like you danced on one side of that line the whole record. And it sticks out. It stands out, obviously. Just for that reason to me. Because
I was in one zone on that.
But it shows too, bro. It's a real vibey record, and it's one from the Full of Something project that I'm happy that you are moving forward with. Like, want to make sure nobody misses this one, because it's a dope ass fucking record.
Tap
the fuck in. Available now. Or wait, no, available later this afternoon. If this is coming out at 10 a.m. Central
we'll drop
time.
Like noon or something.
Yeah, this will come out at noon. So the new, right after this, y'all tap the fuck into the premiere of "I Swear" on Chad Arms TV by Twack Dude, man. Finally, the first fucking visual we have from Twack. I'm stoked about it, man.
Plenty more to come.
Facts. It's so easy for us to whip those up. Not really, but really.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it takes collectively like an effort and, a few hours, of course, but then on the back end, they're editing that kind of shit. But there's no reason why we shouldn't have them coming for everything we want them coming out for. You know what I mean? That's why fucking Troy and Emmett got one for the intro. A, because the record's bananas, but why not shoot a visual for such a banging ass fucking record?
Yeah. No, for sure.
And that's, man, same that's, for I Swear.
Man, these motherfuckers, shit's dropping, man.
Yeah, shit's gonna keep coming
too,
man.
Dropping, man. That big SP, man. And Twack got so many of them in the cut.
Yeah. But this is
soon as he hits you with the motherfuckers, you're gonna be like, damn.
Yeah. Right? It's gonna be like, what was the holdup? You know what I mean? That's where Twack gets the fucking hostility from us, because he's got so much dope shit. It's like, collectively, just get some of the dope shit you're unsure of and let's put it out while you figure out the rest of the dope shit. Like, that's where we're at.
I be picky about the sound quality. You know, that's my problem. Sound quality ain't right, then I don't want to put it out there.
Right.
Even though others might be like, oh, that sound cool. If it's something that I'm not hearing right, then I'd be like, nah, I can't do it.
That's not a bad thing.
No.
I get what you're saying with that, especially a lot of the songs that you recorded was before we all linked up. And now we got Dub and Ralston. So I totally understand that. And also, shout out to Legacy. He just dropped a visual for Black Cloud. Black Cloud is really dope.
Available now.
Right, available now. So shout out to Legacy for that.
Numbers.
Yeah, numbers for sure. We're just keeping things moving, man. Leroy got he dropped a visual with for
Bob in my head,
and oh my god, he dropped another visual off of Mr. Biggs. Sorry, I'm drawing a blank.
No, straight up, man.
We're dropping that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Me and my guy Quentin Straight got a motherfucker that's dropping me.
Wait till y'all hear that one.
This shit is gonna be crazy.
So shout out Quentin.
Shout out to bro, man. I'm excited about that
motherfucker. Bro,
he's another one. Like homie can sing his ass off, man.
For sure he can.
Like he can sing his ass off. Yeah, that shit is dope.
One night only. Leroy, sorry.
Yes, one night only. I'm glad. I wasn't even going to guess. I couldn't remember, honestly.
Yeah. Shout out Quentin. I can't wait for the world to hear that record. Man,
that record is bananas. Name of that record is?
Right now it's called Gone. It's so new, we don't even have a name for it.
I was trying to help with the name.
I like that.
What did he say? We can talk about this because they haven't heard a record.
It was Bitch Big. I'm Gone. Yeah. Big, but B-I-G, Big, Bitch I'm Gone. And I like that motherfucker. Oh, man, we might just go.
That might be just put like B.I.G.
Mine was, what did I kept wanting to say the Wave song, so Ride the Wave, something like that.
Yeah, that motherfucker's crazy, man. Shout out to Quentin, man. He did his thing on
it. Shout out to Big S and P.
Shout out to Bananas and Pajamas too.
Bananas and Pajamas.
Solid children's program back in the day.
Oh wait, we were talking about sneezes.
I heard if you sneezed, burped, and farted at the same time, you could die or something.
Oh, that's great. Try it.
Is that a thing?
No, it was on. What's the name?
The burp snort.
There's something, if you do all three at the same time, you'll have a heart attack.
What's a burp snort?
Burp, fart, and sneeze.
Hell yeah.
Burp snort, yeah.
Burp snort.
Oh, can you imagine if you burp and sneeze at the same time? It'd be horrifying.
It really would.
Grown-ups, the first one.
Yeah,
I've seen these movies.
Grown-ups,
yeah.
Burp smarts. Oh, that's great.
Shout out to bodily functions, though, you know what I mean?
But sneezing, I know it's like a fact. You cannot sneeze with your eyes open. That's like impossible. You're full shit.
There's nothing.
I let it all go in the bathroom. I did it.
Listen, that and then every.
We'll need proof next time.
Why do people say, bless you when you sneeze?
Because they say your heart stopped for a second.
Your heart skips a beat. That's right. And that it's like the most vulnerable moment your heart like goes through on daily, like on a daily basis, the most like stressful moments on your heart is when your heart skips a beat. And that happens when you sneeze.
Right, so you know you got people that sneeze back to back and I'd be like,
male sneezes a lot, man.
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah, the people that
sneeze
three times in a row and I'm like,
But that's why people say bless you.
Can't bless you too. Hey,
you survived.
So you mean these people with the funny ass sneezes,
man,
they getting ready to die around this motherfucker.
Bro, I've got an aggressive sneeze.
Do you?
Man, that's aggressive.
So
the band was cranking.
That's what they do though.
Yeah. Shout out Pops, RIP Pops. My dad.
For real, I got a cousin. Check us out. I got a cousin.
Shout out to cousins.
Real quick, she sneezed like. Shoot.
Like a door creaking on the back end.
I ain't gonna say your name because I love you, but she sneezed like hachoo. Every fucking
time. Got wind it back up or something.
Yeah. That's what it is, winding that thing back up.
Heart boosted.
Bro, that's wild. My pops, RIP Pops, he would sneeze so aggressively, but it was like a squeaky shit.
Yeah, man.
On the back end, shit, bro. It'd be so fucking like, boss, what the fuck is up with you, bro? My dad was a big guy, you know what I mean? Like, tall, like one big dude, you know what I mean? And this is like, how the fuck that weak ass fucking sneeze come out of my old man like that, bro?
Man, I'm telling you, man.
How'd you get so short?
That shit's hilarious.
Shout out to bodily functions.
Shout out sneezing.
Okay, favorite bodily function to do? Go.
To do?
Farting.
Of course.
Farting is the best thing ever. I love a good sneeze. Sneezing's fun.
Good sneeze feels good.
Not like when you're driving. Sneezing is terrifying when you're driving.
Nothing. Nothing is funner than farting in front of your kids, dude.
You know, funner's not a word.
But nothing's more fun than farting.
That
in front
sounds
of your
ridiculous,
kids.
Though, don't it?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. No, it's
nothing,
true.
Nothing's more fun than farting.
He said it again. He said more funner.
That was really wrong. If there was a grammar police, you would have went to jail without passing go.
I fucked it up, fixed it, and then you fucking fucked it up even more.
I gotta fuck it up because more funner than farting. And motherfuckers don't know today.
That was a lot of what's going on.
But here's the thing. My whole life, I thought funner was a word.
It can be.
Because
it's funner to say it is a word.
It ain't more fun.
Because of Montel Jordan. Summertime, no fun of time.
Okay.
He had everybody thinking funner was a word.
Funner, he did.
You are onto something, my friend.
And this whole time, I've been saying funner. People are like, Chad, funner's not a word. I'm like, fuck you.
Montel.
In 93, stupid bitch.
Fuck you.
Summertime, no fun of time. That's what I mean. He was got no. Come on, dude.
He did.
Shout out Montel Jordan.
More fun. That sounds stupid.
That sounds way fucking stupid, bro. You're saying,
hey, man, nothing's more fun. No. You're going around the block to go next door.
Yeah, you're saying, saying an extra word rather than stretching a word.
We say funnier.
Exactly. Funnier's a word.
You're a fucking genius. Shout out Hartley. Shout out Hartley. Hartley's is up in this thing.
I'm no fun on time.
No more funny. That's more funny.
No shout out to Hartley.
What's up, baby?
Yeah. Oh, guys, Hartley's here to let us know it's snowing. Say hi. So, baby, look, you're on camera.
That get no playing is right.
Summertime, no fun of time.
Hey, go inside for me. Daddy's working right now, okay? I'll be in there in a second. We'll look at the snow, okay? Shout out Hartley.
Shout out Hartley.
Bark, bark, chicken, chicken. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's shout snowing out to outside coming soon from Hartley.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's snowing.
Hartley's going to be a star. She's going to get us all out of here.
Shout out to Mother Nature for being a stupid
I
got to
cut that
bitch.
Out. Where were we?
That Mother Nature.
Montel Jordan, dude.
Funner.
This is how. Can we talk about a timeless banger? This is how we do it.
It'll never go.
Dude.
He hosts cruise ship parties now because it's of that.
Of course. Shit. Just like Tone Love. I think Tone Love does the same thing.
I was in third grade. I remember the shit.
I had the cassette single.
This is how we do it. I had the cassette single too. But Let's Ride. Let's Ride with Master P. Monumental moment.
Silk the Shocker came on and fucked it all up.
Fucked it up.
I love you, Lex.
No, man.
Silk the Shocker.
Lex sucks. I said Lex sucks. Silk the Shocker.
Silk the Shocker. Only one that can rap.
Silk the Shocker.
And get it done.
Yeah, man. Silk did his thing on there, man.
I'm having chest pains.
That, and it ain't my fault. All that right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro.
He get rap off.
Only reason that ain't my fault was good is because Mystical's on that motherfucker.
They go crazy on that motherfucker.
My left is quick, yo.
Man,
hey. He has to move violence like Rottweilers.
Man, he talked this shit. Now, Mystical was my guy.
He's a different guy.
Minus Mystical being an R.
And he a cool guy.
Yeah, Mystical has some.
He beats the shit out of women.
Mystical before.
Nah, he doesn't just beat them.
Yeah. Mystical back in the day.
Mystical back in the day. Yeah. With bars.
Yeah, not this one. This one
with
right
the dookie braids.
Oh, yeah, dookie. Motherfucker. Yeah. God damn it.
Because that was weed. Yeah. I don't give a fuck nobody said that was weed.
Dookie braids.
Yeah.
Jail and weed.
Yeah, he had the motherfucker set it off braid.
Yeah, the poetic justice.
Mm-hmm.
Poetic justice.
So we're all in agreement that farting is the best bodily function.
Back to that.
No, we're not. No, we're not. No, we're not. I like a good belch. You know what I'm saying?
You rather burp.
Nice.
No, but Draco, dude.
Damn, I'm old. Is this a heart attack or something going on? Then that good burp come and all the gas.
And the thing is, too, with farts, you never know what is going to happen.
Come with it.
You got to be worried about farts.
Yeah,
you know
facts.
That's very true.
Farts come with an after effect.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, a good burp, you get that motherfucker pop.
The relief. The actual relief that comes with a belch is like way more. I don't know, man.
I'm gonna tell you what you do.
Yeah, if you're on a date,
a cheap cold bill, cold as fuck, the cheapest of the motherfuckers.
Oh yeah, it's coming.
Shout out Natty Light.
211 if they still do them motherfuckers, but goddamn it, and chug that bitch.
Yeah, it's coming.
Fresh pop, Sprite, or ginger ale.
Man, ginger ale.
It's gonna come from goddamn it down there. You gonna feel 10 pounds
from down there.
Fair warning, if you guys smell something in a minute.
So bruh, saying, Twack, you've been told about this, bruh. Hey.
Summertime. Yeah,
you can't do that shit.
Farts do have more personality, though. I will say that.
He could cut this out, but, you know.
I ain't cutting shit out. Fuck that.
This part, I'm finna say, I do drugs. And once I pop that pill, it hits my stomach. Gas is guaranteed to come. If it's not a proper dropper or a Deucey McSprucey, it's good gas.
Deucey McSprucey is the name of the episode.
93.
Deucey McSprucey is the name of the episode.
Facts. Remember that.
That's that high octane, dude.
That shit you got to put in Jaguars.
That's that Jaguar S-type. That's that S-type flatulence.
It's a little nigga
together. S-type flatulence.
Twack never fucking, you never hear it neither. He always just tells you. When it's too late.
You're an SBD.
It won't be too late. It won't be too late for the encounter. It'll be too late to the avoid encounter. You know what I mean? Like you're engulfed at that moment. He's just warning you before the wave hits.
He's a good promoter. His marketing is off a little bit.
Great marketing. I don't even know if he didn't have to use Google Ads. All organic. All organic marketing.
His ass stuck in the toilet. Bloop, bloop.
Deucey McSprucy is your new alias,
yes,
dude.
Deucey McSprucy.
For sounds real. Like a fucking porn star.
Be like, what you
Deuce Hill.
I'm going to go drop this double deuce. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. That belt's hit
That's
the fucking.
It's a big one when your stomach really hurts.
Not facts.
The double
facts.
Deuce.
Double, see, yeah, I mean,
double down on a double deuce. What are we talking about?
See, talking about farts, dude. See, farts are. Right.
Chad knows about
farts.
Some shit.
Do got more
Chad don't know shit.
Chad is a professional. See, because we was on stage performing, and Chad had to let it go.
Yeah,
and
I did.
He like
farted.
No,
I thought I was going to shit
he
myself.
He was going to shit himself.
Where was? What stage was this?
This was in North Carolina.
Oh, so glad I wasn't there, bro. Yeah. I would have lost my shit.
You're a real artist if you ain't farted on stage.
He made it through. It wasn't going to be a fart. He was going to fuck those jeans up. He made it through.
It went away. My adrenaline got
fun
scared.
Fact.
I salute
the shit
fact.
Out of myself.
I salute my brother.
Fun fact. Yeah, when we went to fucking Fort Wayne, Indiana and did a mukbang on the way there and ate White Castle, I crop dusted that motherfucking spot.
Shout out to Pierre's in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We all farted all through that mukbang club. All three of us. Me, Warren, and Squints.
Believe it.
Hey, I just watched the White Castle clip too.
I have to get you on.
About
like 2 days ago, I just watched that shit.
I was having them bitches just they didn't come outside.
When he gagged off barely biting the fucking White Castle.
I
cannot believe we just said that on camera, dog.
I don't give a fuck, dude. We farted all through that bar and grill, dude. Shout out to Pierre's. Y'all were a great establishment.
I've been farting on stage since Rutledge.
I've been farting on stage since way back.
I've been puking on stage. Yeah, I was puking on stage with Rutledge.
I know that smell at the bar.
Bruh.
Was Chad.
We went at the bar. We were like in our own little area.
Me and one would empty the clip and just walk off.
Just walk to the other side. Walk upstairs or something.
Sound like a big 30 ad lib, dude.
Bruh. Watch them across the room. Let's look at their facial.
It was so loud.
But I never ripped one fart in the green room. I swear that is on.
Facts, dude.
Yeah,
facts.
I respect Justin and White and everybody.
Absolutely.
Backstage, though? Like, back outside?
No, yeah, just in our own area. We had our own. It was available. Trust me.
Shout out White Castle. And that was in the butthole of Kentucky.
It sure was, bro.
What's funny is King Lonus. Shout out King Lonus. He's a big supporter of the channel.
Yeah.
He said he's close to that area. He said he's from Kentucky, and they do not claim that city.
Mm. Oh, okay. I can see why, bro. That shit was horrible.
Fern Valley, Kentucky.
That shit was horrible.
It was rough.
Damn,
it was rough.
It was rough. Y'all, man.
It was rough.
But the best part about that certain scenario where we're all dealing with that at the same time, but we were at a fucking show that was at max capacity. So the sound, it's not a problem. Like, you don't have to. The sound was not. Yeah, no, no, no. I'm talking about, like, for if you're going through that.
Like, people are hearing it.
No, it's not happening.
No.
Ain't nobody knowing shit.
This is the farts.
Yeah, to farts shout, openly in public.
So, dude, if you don't fart, fuck you. How about that?
Oh, it's you a thing. Mean? It's
well,
a
if
thing.
If you don't fart, you
if
fuck.
If you don't fart, such an aggressive thing. It's an aggressive stance, but I'll stand on that mountain.
I'd be tripping fart, off females. And be
it's
like,
a thing.
No, I can't fart in front of you. I'd be like, you better let that shit go.
No, no, whoa.
You got to get there. You got to get there.
Back it up.
I got to stop you on that.
You got to get there.
Back it up.
You got to get there.
No, I ain't talking about just understanding you got to get there.
You got to get there.
But I'm talking about,
man,
ooh. I've been knowing you for 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, to handle your business.
Type shit.
For
a moment, we're going to say.
Listen to Chad.
I held my fart till you left.
Let's hear what Chad says about Mel. Go, Chad. You've what?
You could die.
I finally farted in front of Mel.
Yeah, when?
It was a while back.
Okay.
And she thought it was funny, but I haven't kept doing it.
Yeah, why?
Because that wasn't right English, what I said.
It's okay.
That's love.
But what was the first time? What got it a pass? Why did the first time? Was it accidental?
Or were you just like, you know what? We're having a good time, and I did.
Gotcha. Okay. So
she said, okay.
Okay, that's what's happening.
But I don't make it a point.
Okay.
I don't make it a point.
So was the first time. Result of the first time that alarming to where you're scared to do it again?
It wasn't alarming. I just don't want to make it a habit.
Okay.
Because I fart
but
a whole
Chad,
lot.
Chad, okay. Chad. I think I just don't feel comfortable with the fact that you may fart in front of me more than your old lady.
But do male fart in front
of
you?
No, that's fair.
No.
It's not fucking fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Not for me.
Yeah, that's fair.
You fart in front of us more than you fart in front of Amy, I'm sure.
You don't know shit.
Do you fart in front of Amy?
Absolutely.
Y'all been together for 15 years, though, bro.
If I'm dealing with you and we've been together. You feel me?
Yeah.
We have sex. We do this. We do that.
Facts.
We get nasty.
Yes.
If you can't fart in front of me, you don't love me.
Facts.
We should not be together.
You know what? If I would accept you farting in front of me, but I would appreciate it if you went over there.
Yeah, that's fact. For sure.
I'd rather you go over there.
If Mel did that, she doesn't. But if she did, I wouldn't get mad or anything. And I'm not going to keep farting in front of her. Just like, here's it's just too much.
I'm going to tell you, my farts are a lot to handle. Slippers don't count. Like, if you just walking, you walking down the steps and then little poop pop up out there, motherfucker.
She's heard me fart a lot in my sleep. I know she has.
A poop can come out. A poop can come out.
That's what Squint said.
That's the way you get.
We were shooting a video. Yeah. Squint said, "You pooped it? Nah, I
no." First of all, yeah, men never poop.
That wasn't a poop.
Hang on. I hate the word poop. Poop's the pussiest word in the goddamn dictionary.
It's for women, man. That's why women can poop.
No.
Poop, man.
No. Poop. Just saying poop, I hate myself. Every time I say it.
Oh, dude. I got kids. Will's laughing.
I hate everything I about me kids. When I say the word P.
What'd you say? He's going to say, did you poop? No. Yeah.
But like you said, it's like if you're going to fart, bro, go over there and do it. And if you go over there and have to fart, that's cool. But I don't want to know. I don't want to see you go over there and be like, oh, bro, what are you doing? You're farting, ain't you? I don't want to know. Sneak over there and drop that.
There's a reason.
This is why I don't want my woman. Or if I had a woman, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I wouldn't want her to do it. I'm an old freaking motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And I play around in that area.
Hold on, what? There. Okay. I didn't know where we were going with this.
I play next door. You know what I'm saying? I know that family. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I get it. I didn't know where you were going, though. Listen,
but they're close. They live right next door.
They're joining rooms.
Shout out buttholes,
dude. They neighbors. I don't want you letting one ride knowing that. And then you're going to ask me.
While I'm having fun.
Don't let it ride. And then ask me to go home because then I'm gonna be thinking about that one you just let out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Shout out, buttholes. I'm not a fan.
But you know what?
Everybody's different.
I don't know if all y'all been through it though, but
no, don't say it.
When you freaking,
don't say it twice.
Getting it in.
Don't say
talking
it.
To Mike.
And her body relaxed.
Yeah.
If you're talking about farting while fucking, I'm not.
Yeah. Everybody done had a chick done.
I didn't hear nothing.
They didn't have no choice, you feel me? You had their body so relaxed, you feel me? She couldn't hold it in.
Oh, man.
Yes.
She couldn't hold it in. That's
shout out choices. Farts, man. Shout them out.
Like, they'd be like, this one. They'd be like, I'm sorry. I'm like, shh.
Don't apologize. I didn't hear it. Shut the fuck up.
Let's just act like it didn't happen. Let's just keep going. It didn't happen. It was a ghost.
Even though I know it was a fart
you gotta hold your breath for a couple minutes.
That's it. Don't breathe in.
Just breathe down.
During that period, focus on something else. Yeah. Exhale. It'll get by. It'll go past you.
Do not apologize. Just
shut the fuck up.
Okay.
God damn, bro.
Say nothing about it. You don't say nothing about it.
We're not speaking about this shit.
Hell yeah, dude. Twack's new song available now.
I swear, bro.
Yes, man.
I swear. Dude, I have to be honest with you guys. I don't think 240 episodes. I don't think I've laughed that hard on camera.
Man, that shit crazy, man.
The best episodes is about farts.
Not really.
I think
ultimately it's where our conversations go and just eventually where things come out and get said, bro.
We should do a side pod of just about farting.
Yeah, when we ain't got a guest, when it's just us, you know, it's
facts about farting.
Yeah.
Facts about farting. FAF.
Hell no. Nah,
summertime, no fun or time. Dude, Deucey McSprucey, dude.
Deucey McSprucey.
Yeah, that's the name of the episode. Shout out Funner, though, for sure.
Shout out Funner.
Man. It's way funner.
It's been a good ride, man.
It's been funner to do this than anything else, honestly.
Dude.
That's facts.
And I'm glad when we get to do ones like this, man, every now and then. Because most of the time, we don't. These are very.
I'm glad when we get to do these type episodes, but without an agenda attached to them. Because, like, honestly, it's like you guys literally in real time saw us kind of realize we're in the time warp, adjust to the date, and then realize things we're supposed to say.
Yeah.
That happens all the time on this podcast in the most organic ways that you guys would ever imagine. Like, we may discuss it 25 seconds before we hit record, or may discuss it a week before we hit record, but it's always just like a real vague conversation.
Yeah.
And we have no real direction of how episodes go.
Yeah, we go with the flow.
Yeah, literally.
Feel Me Flow. Shout out Naughty by Nature.
Shout out Naughty by Nature. They're watching. I think I seen them in the comments a couple weeks ago.
I'm down with OPP.
Me? Yeah. Oh, what?
You know me.
Do you know me?
Yeah, I'm down with OPP.
Me
yeah,
too.
You yeah. know me.
Shout out Tretch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Sure. I'm excited for all the visuals everybody's dropping. You know what I mean? February 9th, I'm really excited for Troy and Emmett.
Woo. Man, this one right here, woo. I love Join Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's better.
Troy and Emmett's a better project.
I agree.
Yeah. It's a more well-rounded project. Yeah.
You know it's going to be a better project. Because all we do is progress. You know?
Have you heard it all, Troy? Have you heard that, all that?
I heard all of them, but all man. The ones that I have heard.
Yeah.
Dude, there is a record on that great. Album called Blood in the Water featuring Chucky Velvet that is absolutely insane.
One of my favorite songs I've ever recorded.
I want to say this too.
Absolutely insane.
I want to say this too for Chucky.
Oh, is it the one he played? What's his name? When y'all you came in, then he laid his verse.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit is crazy.
Hang on, I want to say this to Chucky. Blood in the Water is a song. It was Chucky's song that me and one are featured on,
mm-hmm.
and me and one love the song so much mm-hmm. that I asked Chucky, "Is it cool if we put it on our album as well?"
Oh yeah, facts. Mm-hmm.
Because that is Chucky's song featuring us, but we loved it so much we wanted it for Troy and Emmett as well mm-hmm. to kind of help promote because Chucky's working on his own singles and album and stuff like that.
Yeah, we want it for him.
No, for sure. Yeah, but salute to Chucky and Stoner because that was a track featuring us that Chucky blessed for us to put on the album as well.
Shout out to bro. Salute to all those guys. That track is crazy. And plus, I heard something different from Chad. A different delivery from Chad.
On what?
He's talking about the Rogue song. He's talking about the Rogue song.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah, he's talking about the one that Dubs.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
that's another one. That's another one for the album. Shout out to NSG Rogue.
Chad shitted on this album.
For real.
You did too, bro.
From front to back.
You did too, bro.
Like straight up.
Like they going crazy. So
I found out now too. I was talking to one about this multiple times, but when it comes to collab stuff, I feel like I don't even want to write my stuff unless I'm in the studio because since I started doing that, I did that a lot for Troy and Emmett. I feel like my verses were a lot better for Troy and Emmett than they were for Joe and Jerry, and that's because
it's something about that energy, man.
No, there's
some scientific
There's some kind of science behind it, for sure.
I could write at any point in time. I could be in a club writing.
Yeah, yeah.
I could write with no beat, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when you in the studio and you writing to that beat and the bass hitting you and you just in your own zone.
I think that's an element you guys have developed, though. I don't think that's for everybody. I think that's something that you guys muster through and like.
It's more of appreciation of the moment. You know what I mean? It's pressure.
That too.
It's pressure. It's the appreciation on the moment. It's the vibe. You know what I mean? Like you end up, you end up, especially when you end up with people, you know it's going to go crazy. Yeah.
Like the last track we just dropped. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Me and Chad already had our verses finished because we did it at the Airbnb.
Yeah.
So while we was recording our tracks, Leroy and one was right.
What's the name of that song? It's on Troy and Emmett. What's the name of that song?
No, not that one.
Sorry.
That's called Big S&P.
Yeah,
that one is crazy.
So
yeah.
But
once they finished,
I got the record.
And we heard they verses like, they felt it. Like,
no, for sure.
They was feeding off the energy.
Yeah. You know because
like, we feed off each other energy when we end up together, and it's wild.
No, and like with the Rogue song. The Rogue song, like I literally, we've had that record for over a year, and I haven't been able to write a bar to it.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Dubs to record it, and Rogue sent his parts a year and a half ago or whatever it was. One was writing his or recording his verse, and that's when I wrote mine, and I didn't even struggle. Mm-hmm. But I tried to write to that song for a year and couldn't write struggle.
It was the vibe, that energy, man.
Yeah. So shout out to that, man.
And like you said, like I was saying on the Rogue song, the delivery, it was a different side of Chad.
For Chatty?
Bro. Chad always goes off.
Oh, yeah.
But always. A different side of Chad. Like,
you can tell that was like, perfect was like, song, woo! Though. Like that that subject, that topic.
Yeah.
You can tell, goddamn, you know what I mean? You familiar with it. You know what I mean?
No, you're being fucked over.
And then one with the versatility, switching it up in the verse.
Yeah.
That's a crazy track, man.
It turned out exactly how.
How many records are on Troy and Emmett?
I heard it and how I envisioned it.
Yeah.
How many records are on Troy and Emmett?
I believe 11.
Yeah. Let me call you back in just a second.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was 10 or 11. Somebody asked me that today.
Yeah, it's 11. 11 or 12. I can't remember. Just when this is being recorded.
Bangers, man.
Yeah, all bangers, no skips for sure. Man.
Sloppers.
Yeah.
Shout out to Big S.
Can we talk about the features?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know what I mean? We got Church on there.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Smiley.
As a matter of fact, about that song, that was one of the hardest songs for me to, you know what I'm saying, kind of write to, because it's so
on the far wheel?
From what, yeah, it was so far from what I'm used to doing.
Mm-hmm.
But
showed your that ass motherfucker
turned. That yeah, motherfucker you sure
turned
fuck
out.
Did.
That motherfucker
let
turned.
That's why I said. That's why I said on a whim. Make sure we're talking about the same record because that song. That song's like I love that verse from you
if
on that song.
If I'm not mistaken, then we had to finish that one while we was in the studio.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So that was another one of those vibes like being in the studio can produce. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We got you. Go ahead.
Got that one.
White.
Lil White.
Shout out Lil White.
Bruh, that shit is so banging.
Hey, it was such a nostalgic sound.
He wanted,
I love it.
When he came to do the podcast over here, he said he's down to get on something, but he wants some punch a motherfucker in the face, club,
that's exactly that
type shit. Me and One don't really record music like that, but we had plenty of tracks, and we come up with it in the studio at Dubs.
What's the name of the record, We Ain't Playing?
We Ain't Playing.
Yeah.
Which is like, well, we did that because we were paying homage to White because that's one of his most popular songs, We Ain't Playing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing I did with Pat on Represented. I tried to do some pay homage to the homies, but also like change it up.
Same nostalgic vibe that we're White, used to from that brand.
And White, we sent a little clip to him, and he's like, is this what you want? He said, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, bullseye.
Yeah. And shout out to White. He made sure
fire record
that it got it got turned in time.
It's,
and
it's one of those, man.
Yeah, we got the S&P camp on there, so you know what I mean.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, the whole S&P.
Yeah, for sure.
The whole S&P on there. Man, Superstitious on that mark.
So y'all just know a crazy project is coming from these guys, man.
Superstitious. They got me, Chetty.
Oh my bad.
Leroy and Twack on that motherfucker.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's scary when all four of us get in the studio, bro, because we can do stuff very quickly, man.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, we can do and I'm excited to get more of those sessions in with all the camp, if everybody can make it, you know, like, because those, if we get an 8-hour session somewhere, it's no problem for us to do 6 tracks, dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to be, not be slapping, you know.
No so, slouches.
Salute to that, man.
I correct myself. It is knock on wood. That is the name of it.
What did you say?
I said Superstitious.
No, Superstitious. That's what it's called.
The song's called Superstitious.
Okay.
The fuck are you talking about, One?
Well, we was going to call it that.
In the song, I'm saying knock on wood.
Yeah.
You know.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So you jump off the window,
dude. Troy and Emmett, available February 9th. Pre-save.
Yeah, man.
Available in the link below.
Stamped. I love the Tecmo Bowl artwork, too.
Thanks, man. I'm not done with it. Currently, when we're recording this, I'm not done with that.
But it'll be on the screen.
Probably. I need to remove some elements as far as the branding goes that we don't get fucking in trouble for.
Just hide a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
But shout out to y'all, man.
Yeah, shout out Twack, dude. Shout out to that I Swear record available now, or will be available in an hour. Fuck, y'all come right back here, Chad Arms TV. Catch that premiere.
Make sure y'all check that out.
Of I Swear from Twack, dude. The record, in reality, like we said, fun fact, is available now off the Full of Something album from Twack, dude. It's available everywhere right now. Yeah, so the song is available.
That right there.
Shout out to Falling Apart.
And make sure y'all pre-save, pre-order that fucking Troy and Emmett. That shit's going down. New visuals available now from Leroy Biggs, like we've mentioned. And always working, nonstop. Chat on TV interviews are fucking going crazy right now.
Bubba Sparksman should be out. Either Bubba Sparks, it should be out when this comes out. Yeah,
right. But if not, next few days it'll be another banger dropping someone
else.
Dropping
one a week, man.
Yeah, it should never stop. We're always working. All we do is work. Remember when I say that every episode? There's a reason why I say that on our fucking famous punchline. Our intro. I say that just to remind y'all.
And a new show improved intro coming soon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The beat that we have for the pod, this motherfucker has literally robbed it. He stole it. It's just like he was trying to do with Conversations. The one that we did for the episode 200, the beat.
Mm. Oh, that's a dub beat.
Yeah, it's a dub beat.
Yeah.
Twack took the extended version and is writing to that.
I mean,
it's still on Dub sites. You may want to holler at Dub.
I'm not writing
to
it. Yeah. I've already wrote to it. It's done. It's only 8 bars, you know, because it's an intro. It still got how it was. My 8 bars is coming in after everything y'all had going on. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, it was still, yo.
Dope.
Yeah. Dope.
I fucking love Twack.
I'm talking about
crazy, man.
I love Twack more than y'all.
And
I swear.
And 10 Man still.
I swear.
10 Man still putting some
absolutely
some shit together, man. He'll
be putting some bangers together.
By the moon and the stars.
Shout out 10 Man.
Sing that shit.
All right, now.
I'll be there.
No, man,
I'm sorry, my bad. Yeah, shout out Tin Man. Shout out Legacy. Shout out Chucky V. Big S&P. Y'all know what the fuck's going on. Down there on the end, it's the guy Chad Arms TV. My good friend Twack Dude and the bitch. In this bitch. I swear, available now, noon today. Don't run off. Mm-hmm. Our good friend Owen E.
Whore.
Y'all know me. It's Quinn615. It's I got shit say.com, ChadArmsTV.com. Chaddy, let's go. Right.
Bow.
It's snowing.
All right.
Bitch, we got views.